A bill to bring state ballast water standards more in line with federal standards is one of the bills headed to Snyder's desk. Supporters say it would simplify the state's confusing and sometimes contradictory regulations and open Michigan ports to more trade. But environmental groups have raised concerns about lowering state standards and putting the Great Lakes at risk of invasive species. Amy Trotter is with the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. She says the Coast Guard, which would handle enforcement of the regulations, offered extensions to some boats regarding treatment systems.
And we didn't want just sort of the federal kicking the can down the road to be enough to get a boat in that could essentially avoid a lot of the exchange of ballast or treatments that we do require here in the state.
Trotter says the MUCC worked to have that loophole closed and are happier with the final bill. Other environmental groups, such as For the Love of Water, say they still oppose the measure. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.